I'm just an ordinary house person living in the suburbs. But I started to have a think. Thinking about these fires and floods and storms. Climate change, could it really be real, I wonder? And might we be heading towards the brink? I used to see on the TV those poor people in Africa, you know. They were always starving and looking real sick due to their never-ending drought. And I used to see those poor Bangladeshi in yet another big damaging flood. So I was starting to have a doubt. Then I thought, it's sad, but after all, it's really not my problem. Yes, I turned off the TV and thought to myself, it's somebody else's problem. Bushfires belong to Australia and Western USA, or so I always thought. But now Europe and Britain have been lighting up too. On the TV I saw the damage that the wildfires wrought. And now 1,000-year-old redwoods in California have been killed by a catastrophic wildfire. Things have gotten much worse than they used to be. Things are starting to look rather dire. And I thought that landslides and mudslides only belong to those countries that cut too much of their green forests down. I can't help a little frown. But then I saw even Germany under flood, with landslides cascading and full of mud. Those poor people, it's very sad. But I turned off the TV and said to myself, it's somebody else's problem. I used to turn a deaf ear to Pacific Islanders complaining. You people live in paradise, I'd say to myself. But now I see it really is pretty poor. They have just had yet another stormy cyclone and the sea coming through their front door. But now the rains won't stop here, where I am. And I'm actually starting to fear it's no longer somebody else's problem. I'm really starting to think because my roof is leaking, ceiling sagging, carpet soggy, garage flooding. I can't believe the mould and the stink. Oh dear, it seems I can no longer say it's somebody else's problem. I'd better have a bit more of a think. Now, what can I do to help pull us all back from this climate change brink?